Yeah, two very tight finishes to both the Group 1s today. And it was Seamus Heffernan who just got on top close home and a 1-2 in the Tattersall's Irish 1000 guineas for Aidan O'Brien. Seamus defeating the slightly better fancy Joan of Arc. And a really terrific finish to the Tattersall's Gold Cup when Colin Keane just got on top close home to defeat Ryan Moore in another tight finish to credit Noel Mead with his first Group 1 success on the flat, fresh from a Grade 1 success over hurdles. He won the champion 4-year-old hurdle at Punchestown. So a remarkable few weeks for Noel and Colin's first great Group 1 of the season, and Seamus' first Group 1 as well.
A day for the firsts, but a 10th victory overall in the big one for Aidan O'Brien. What more can we say about him, I guess?
It's just quite remarkable. His standards are so high, and I suppose it would have been unusual if he left the Curragh on the first classic weekend of the season in Ireland without a Group 1 success, but to get the first two home in the Fillies Guineas is quite an achievement. And they're two very lightly raced fillies as well. Joan of Arc just having her fifth start today, Empress Josephine her fourth. So one assumes they're both by Ganileo, they're open to bundles of improvement, and I'd say they're going to improve when they encounter better ground as well. The ground today at the Curragh was very, very testing, quite in probably extremes as well, because it turned from that really soft ground yesterday to gluey, and it was very, very hard work. So you'd have thought that both fillies will definitely step up and trip at some stage, possibly to a mile and a quarter, but they're both exciting fillies with a view to the future.
Joseph O'Brien had the favourite in the Guineas today. That was pretty gorgeous. Finished up in 7th in the end. Joseph O'Brien is kind of at that stage now where he really needs to start winning some of these bigger races and sort of challenging his father a little bit. Do you think that he's kind of been a bit disappointing over the last little while?
Not necessarily. Like, he's won a Breeders' Cup, he's won a Melbourne Cup, and it's just been a funny spring. Like, the ground was quite quick there for quite some time, and then the ground has changed, and once the ground changes and the weather has disimproved as well, it's quite difficult for fillies in particular, because fillies love, and we all love a bit of heat in our back, we love a bit of sun, and this filly was due to run in the English 1000 guineas, missed that, so she came here and she actually ran a very good race without the benefit of that run, because she travelled into the race lovely at the furlong pole. She was still in contention, and I'd say the lack of race fitness just caught her out. Shane Cross, to his credit, wasn't hard in the filly. I'd say she's going to improve bundles for the run, and I definitely wouldn't be discounting her as a top class filly over the course of the season, and plenty of time for Joseph to make up time, because he's 28 today. Like, for a guy who's 28 years of age to have won Group 1s in England, Ireland, America and Australia, he hasn't done too bad now, in fairness to him.
Yeah, I'm probably putting a bit of pressure on him there just because of his family connections. But from the Wexford point of view, obviously the big story of the weekend is Jim Bulger once again. Only himself, Vincent and Aidan O'Brien have won the Irish and English Guineas in the same year with different horses. And, you know, to have bred those guys at home as well, it's just an amazing achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, I tweeted that earlier on, and I spoke to Alan Sweetman in the Racing Post, thinking that maybe Aidan had done it more than one occasion. I Poetic Flair went within a nostril of completing the Guineas double himself, and that probably would have been the best result for Jim, because McSweeney, regardless of what he did yesterday, he's going to improve for the run, he's going to improve when he steps up and trip, so he is a legitimate and a genuine English Derby contender on the back of that. It's great for Rory Cleary to win his first Group 1, his first classic winner. He's with Jim for the last 10 years, but for Jim Bulger to do what he did yesterday was utterly unique in terms of what he has achieved in Irish racing. He's an extraordinary man, because completely self-made, no background in racing, and almost completely self-taught. And for him to go and compete in what is arguably the most competitive racing jurisdiction in the world, on the back of himself, essentially, because he doesn't court to try and bring new owners into the game himself. Completely self-made, and I think his achievement yesterday in saddling the first two, having been consistent in terms of the families of both horses over the last three generations, quite extraordinary. I don't think in my lifetime what Jim achieved yesterday we'll see it again. Coolmore and Ballydoyle have an army of horses. They have both stallions and they've broodmares, and they've built them up over the course of the last 10 to 20 years. But Jim doesn't have the patronage of significant owners. And for Jim to achieve that yesterday, and for Redmondstown Stud to bring to breed those horses, and Jim's daughter was involved in the success yesterday, Kevin Manning a massive input, and Una as well, I think in years to come we'll look back and it'll probably register what Jim achieved yesterday. I'd say he probably got more satisfaction out of that success yesterday than he's done, because the first two home, you know, a furlong down, he's going to be first and second with two horses that his wife owns, that he bred and that he trains. And the two jockeys have been linchpins in Jim's operation. Kevin for the last, I'd say the last probably 35 years. Rory Cleary's been down there for the last 10 years, and quite an extraordinary man. Never looks outside his own to ride those horses in those big races. He would have had the pick of any one of a number of top jockeys, maybe if he wanted to. But to his credit, he always keeps those rides within the stable. And a real feather in Rory's cap. Like, he's been a great jockey himself, but he never really gets those opportunities because he's viewed as a lightweight jockey. So for Rory to win his first classic, I'd say Jim got an immense satisfaction from that. But just the achievement of breeding, owning and saddling the first two home in the first domestic classic in Ireland when Jim is 79 years of age, quite an extraordinary achievement.
Certainly is, and he's not finished yet, as he told us there a couple of weeks ago. But finally, Dave, just one lovely story. We have the new Pat's Mullen Jockey's Room at the Curragh Racecourse, and it would have been Pat's 44th birthday yesterday. Unfortunately, he's passed away now and left us, but his legacy is going to remain. And I saw Kevin Manning talking about what a lovely tribute it was, and it is a lovely tribute, isn't it?
It is. It's basically a big montage of photographs with all of his fellow jockeys in it. And that's what it is. When you get up close to it, you can see the pictures behind. So it's essentially a tribute from Pat and his family to his fellow jockeys who have had his back throughout his illness. He's passed away now for the last 8 months, I think. Francis was there, and his young family were there as well, and his mum was there yesterday morning. And I think it's a fantastic tribute to him. Great man, leaves a huge legacy behind him, and he's sorely missed by a lot of people every day in the game. He was a huge man behind a lot of young aspiring jockeys, and I suppose Johnny Murtha summed it up when I saw some video montages yesterday. For any young man who wants to be a jockey, just try and model yourself on Pat's model, and I couldn't have said it better myself. Just a great man, and he'd be sorely missed.